Welcome back to another episode of Rethink Real Estate, folks. Today, I'm going to take you through an actual live auction recording where I take you through live bidding, what it looks like to negotiate behind the scenes, what it looks like to do a seller bid, what it looks like in all of the auctioneer philosophy of a live auction event, and make sure that I set your expectations clear on what an auction event looks like and what it actually is and what is the real point in it. Hopefully this helps. Welcome to Rethink Real Estate. My name is Ben Brady, and this is a real estate podcast aimed to deliver sales strategies, marketing tips, and business insights from industry experts and myself to build a listing-focused business for the future. Let's get into it. Okay, so today we're going to be going through the live auction process. Again, I've got a recorded event that we did back in October 5th. It shows you a few different individual auctions. I think that one of the primary things that I wanted to show people is to walk you through the process of what one of our live auction events look like. We've been getting a great deal of questions about live auction, but the one thing that I wanted to start off with before we kicked into this and I showed you a few different things and what you're looking at will be a live auction itself on our new proprietary bidding platform that we've had built. But it's also to give you an understanding that auction day, whilst it's used as an end date, it's also used as a negotiation tool in order to get people to make decisions. But I think that the one thing that people's misperception is that they expect 1,000 registered bidders and this crazy auction that gets so far over the price, it's not funny. That expectation, I think, is a little bit out of line. Now, when I say a little bit out of line, for some people, it's a lot out of line. We've got to remember what this is. It is not the promise of a price. It is a process to find value. Now, regardless of where we do find the value within the marketplace and when that happens, yes, auction day gives us a great deal of leverage. On the day of auction, we have a great deal of leverage as well. But leading up to auction day is also a great deal of leverage in that negotiation. But today, I want to take you through and show you how it presents us with the answers needed in order to make some educated decisions on the auction day itself. Because there's another misperception is that you just start an auction, you let it bid, and then you sell the property. No, most of the time we're pausing, we're negotiating, we're speaking to the highest bidder, we're pausing the auction, we're going over and speaking to a seller as well. So I want to go ahead, share my screen and take you through a few ones. As I navigate through the event, I'm going to have to obviously chop and change, forgive me as I look down, and hopefully this will make a little bit of sense as we take you through. So the first property, I'm going to go through and I'm going to play the auction and give you a little bit of an intro of what the property is. I'll let it go through the video itself and then we'll get into the bidding also. So
lot number two in the order of sale here today, folks, a property in Los Angeles, Cardiff Avenue. Listing agents Matt Christensen and Steve Dempster on the property itself. Bidding to start from at 1.5. Let's have a quick look through.
So every auction, we have a video that plays at the beginning of it that takes everyone through it.
Single family residence on 6,754 square feet of R3 multifamily land. Lot is a few blocks away from downtown Culver City. It's the only house left in a neighborhood of almost all apartment and condo buildings. City of Los Angeles, buyer can buy the land and use the existing house as a rental until ready to scrape and build units. Seller has plans for a 10-unit condo building.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, bidding to start from being advertised at $1.5 million.
So, folks, I'm just going to quickly pause there. Like I said, every property, we play a video at the beginning of it. We have a voiceover that takes people through and they understand exactly what the property is again. You'll notice here in the top right-hand corner of the screen, I am not logged in as a registered bidder. If I was a bidder, I would have gone through the appropriate approval processes in the perspective of getting my verified identity, having my financial situation verified as well. Okay. But you'll notice also where it says asking price at the top there, it'll say $1,525,000. The reason it says that is that the bidding to start from that's been advertised on the property is $1.5 million. Okay. Now that $1.5 million, I'm asking for a $25,000 bidding increment. Now, if I was registered and I was logged in, it would have my paddle number. It would also have my communication details to the auction team as well. But what I'm looking for you to look at right here is the bottom right-hand corner of the screen. Okay. Obviously, I'm going through and auctioning the property, but this is where you'll see the indication of the bids themselves. Now, this bidding increment of $25,000, that is decided on based on how far we're trying to get the value. Okay, that bidding increment can be reduced along the way that hopefully you will see also.
$1,000. We're going to go in $25,000 increments on this property itself. So your next logical bid is $1,525 to get in play. I know we've got a number of registered bidders here, but also some buyers that are lingering afterwards with some contingencies that would be attached to their deal. But today, if you are a registered bidder, this is your opportunity to do it in an open and transparent fashion. Here we go.
So one of the things that I just mentioned is that there is multiple parties on this property that have that aren't registered to bid because they do have some contingencies that we might not have wanted to approve. Keep in mind that with the registration process from an auction is that we've only accepted the contingencies or their conditions on the property, okay, are the ones that we want. So for example, remember when somebody registers to bid, for those that have done auction in the past and understand it, but I want to make sure that everybody understands this portion before we move on, is that when somebody submits a registration to bid, what happens is that they do submit their terms of which they would like to bid under. Think about it as like them writing an offer, but with no price, saying that auction day is going to determine the price, but I want a home inspection, I want termite. Now, if we don't want to accept any of those things because we've already done the reports and disclosures or whatever, we do not approve them to bid. So we've only approved people based on the terms that we want them to be bidding under.
Bidding to start from at 1.5, ladies and gentlemen. Next bid needs to be at 1,520,000 from there. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. An online bid with paddle number 477 has it now at 1,550,000. At 1,550,000, ladies and gentlemen, we are now. Paddle number 471's got it at 1,550,000. That was short-lived, but back in front now with the paddle number 477's got it at 1,575,000. At 1,575,000 it is now. Paddle number 477's got it, ladies and gentlemen. Away we go. At 477's got it now for 1,575,000. Now we go to straight to 6 if you like to go. Here's your chance to bid and buy now. What do we say? Need to know now, ladies and gentlemen. What do we say? There it is at 1.6. At 1.6 it is now. Paddle number 471's got...
So I just want to quickly pause. You'll see on the screen there that one of the bids has been rejected. It's because two bidders bid at the exact same time. So the system automatically crosses out the one that came in just a little bit less time. So paddle number 471 has it at $1.6 million.
Got it online at 1.6 the bid. At 1.6 the bid. Now we go to 1.625 and back in front now with paddle number 477's got it, ladies and gentlemen. Away we go. At 1.625 it is. At 1.625, the bid offer called now. What do we say to 1.650 from here now? 1.625 it is now. We go straight to 1.650 if you like. At 1.650, back in front, new bidder now online. Okay, and back in front now again, short-lived, paddle 477 back on top at 1675. At 1675 it is, ladies and gentlemen, paddle number 477's got it now. Fast, furious bidding, ladies and gentlemen. Why wouldn't it be at this price, ladies and gentlemen? There should be an absolute sea of bidding because, again, still incredible value at this price, and 17 it is. At 17 it is now, paddle number 471's got it online, ladies and gentlemen. Paddle number 471's got it at 17, ladies and gentlemen. Away we go. At 471's got it at 17, the bid offer called now, the $1,700,000 now. What do we say? At 1,725,000, and there it is. At 1,725,000 it is now. Paddle number 477's got it. Paddle number 477's got it at 1,725,250. At 1,725,250, ladies and gentlemen. Straight to 1,750 if you like to go. At 1,750,000 it is. At 1,750,000 it is now. Back in front with paddle number 471's got it now. At 1,750,000 it is. Call it three times.
So at this point, I haven't asked for a reduction. At this point, I haven't asked for a reduction in the bidding increment because the bidding is still strong at this point, guys. We're still going strong. We're at $1,775,000, so we're still going in $25,000 increments.
75 and back in front. At 75 it is now, ladies and gentlemen, on top of the 1.7. And what do we say? What do we go? 1.8. That's your chance to bid and buy now. 1.8 it is now and back in front now. At $1.8 million, the bid offer called now. Paddle number 471's got it now. We go to 1.825 if you like to go. Three times I call it and three times only, ladies and gentlemen. First time it's done now. You finish in silent. There it is. 477 back in front now for 1,825,000 now. Back with our starting bidder. You go a long way, but you don't have it yet, ladies and gentlemen. What do we say now? We go to 1,850,000. At 1,825,000 a bid now. 1,850,000 and back in front. At 1,850,000 it is now, back in front now, ladies and gentlemen. What do we say to 1,875,000? You like to go. At 1,850,000 the bid now. 1,875,000 the chance to bid and buy. Three times I call it. First time it's done now. What do we say? And around need to know it's at 1,850,000 bid. Second time it's out and done now. What do we say to 1,875,000 it is? At 1,875,000 the bid now. What do we say to 1,900,000?
So folks, you might be wondering why I'm calling it through first, second, third time. Now the reality is that with any auction, first, second, second, third, it is a prompt. Now, when you get to the third and final call, that is when the property can be knocked down. There's the gavel right there, okay? So either way, is that first, second, third and final chance in calling? If we don't have anyone place any further offers, that's when I'll make a decision. I'll make a decision, do we decrease the bidding increment in order to keep the momentum? Do I pause? Do we negotiate with the highest bidder at that point based on where other interest has been? So either way, again, that's why you're hearing me call first, second, third. It's to prompt people to make a decision, and it's also to prompt me to make a decision and to keep the momentum going as well. Momentum of an auction is very important.
And ladies and gentlemen, logical step in the right direction, just makes sense. At 1875, the bid offer call down. Where do we go to from there? Three times I call it through. Paddle number 477's got it. Back with our starting bidder who started the whole auction off. What are we saying or out? Need to know. First time I call it now to 19. Second time I call it now to 1875. We've got it now. We've got to go 19. If you'd like to move forward, here's your chance to bid and buy. Three times I call it again. Third and final chance now. We've done 19 and back in front now. Back with that new bid.
So as you can see, the bidding is starting to slow a little bit. Okay, people are thinking about it a little more, but they still went to 19. I did those three calls, so I've got to be conscious of that as well.
Bit of 367 paddle number online has it at 19. At 19, a bit of a call now. We got a 19.25. What do we say? In or out? Need to know. In or out? Need to know, ladies and gentlemen. Three times I'm going to call it again now, just to prompt you, but folks, you will miss out. First time it is at 19.25. It is at 19.25. It is paddle number 477 back in front now at $1,925,000 bid now. We got a $1,950,000. If you like to go at $1,925,000 bid now, we go to $1,950,000 if you like to bid. Three times it's done in silent now. First time, second. Well, persistence certainly is paddle number 477's friend. What do we say to be back in front for the third and final chance? Now we go to $1,950,000 to be back in front now, ladies and gentlemen. In or out, need to know. We're done in silent. Are you sure? Well, folks, I'm going to just lower the increment down to $10,000 increments.
So as you can see, I've lowered the increment to see if I can encourage anybody else in with $10,000 increments at this point.
So our next bid will be $1,935,000. If you'd like to be in front, now's your chance to go. $10,000 to get you back in front now, ladies and gentlemen. Going to call it through three times to give you an opportunity to go. What do we say now for $10,000 more to be back in front? At $1,925,000 a bid now, we go to $1,935,000 bid if you'd like to go. Three times it is now. First time, second. Third and final chance, are we done? Just think about the $10,000 increment. If you go over a 30-year loan, that's probably a cup of coffee a day for just a few years to get you back in front, ladies and gentlemen. What do we say? In or out? Done. Paddle number 477's got it now. $1,925,000. Three calls again to be sure. You're sure and I'm sure. First, second, third and final chance now to $1,935,000 if you like. Heidi, we're going to reduce the increment down to $5,000 increment, and then we're just going to leave it there, ladies and gentlemen. There will be no other reduction of increment at this point, certainly when we're playing for keeps, ladies and gentlemen. But either way, your chance is now. $1,925,000's got it at the moment. Paddle number 477 online. Three calls I'll give it for $5,000 increment to $1,930,000 if you want to be in front. First time, second, third and final chance. Are you sure? Done. Well, folks, we're going to leave it there. Paddle number 477's got it at the moment. $1,925,000 where we'll leave you. Jonathan Bass, our regional auction director, will be on the phone to the highest registered bidder. And also, we'll be reaching out to the seller just to clarify instructions there. We'll come back, give you an update here shortly. But in the interest of momentum, folks.
So as you can see, folks, I paused the auction. The bid is at $1,925,000. I reduced the increment down from 25 to 10 to see if I can tempt anybody aboard. Okay. Then reduced it to even $5,000 increments to see if we could keep the momentum going. I have to be honest, it is a little strange that it went from $1,900,000 to $1,925,000 and then those bidders weren't in competition with each other any further. Usually we would see with the lowering of the increment a little bit more of a taper off. But what's happening right now, guys, is that I'm getting on the phone, I'm pausing the auction, I'm getting on the phone with the highest bidder, okay, having a conversation with them, having a conversation with the seller about their non-disclosed reserve. For this particular property, I know that the seller's non-disclosed reserve at this point was sitting around $2 million. Now, again, we inflated that in the very beginning to help us with the negotiation auction day. So all in all, I know the seller was absolutely thrilled. But this is part of the process that you don't see, okay, is that usually people see us just move to the next property. They don't see the negotiation that goes on behind the scenes. Just to be clear, the $1,925,000 on this property with paddle number 477 made an offer before auction at $1.8 million, and they said that is their best and final. They're not going any further. So that is why so many times part of the auction team's role is to really cultivate the emotions of the agent being the listing agent, not to buy into the buyers and the buyer's agent's so-called theory. You've got to get them through to auction day because that transparency, I've never seen it not work where ultimately people see the other parties bidding and they will continue bidding as well. Now, I'm going to go over to another property to give you another situation, another point of view. Hopefully, this is giving you some type of idea when it comes to the auction process of exactly what happens at the moments that are pausing behind the scenes. We want to make sure that people feel entirely comfortable when it comes to the auction process, that it doesn't just get sold out from underneath them as I get to the next portion here. So as I move through this so that you can see it, as you can see, guys, is that each property has a video that we go to so that they can ultimately see.
A bit of a call now. You need to do $25,000 to get in play. Here's your chance in 25 to get us underway. At 2 million and 25, if you'd like to go, I'm going to call it three times. Your chances now. Any of our online bidders.
So, guys, I do want to just go back just for a minute and give you a bit of an idea of what this property is. So either way, giving an introduction to this property, I'm going to skip the video tour of what the property is and the verbal. We're at a bidding to start from at $2 million is what this property has been advertised. We're going to go in $25,000 increments here. This is a long auction, folks. I'm going to let it all the way play out just so that you can see the power of it. A lot of people ask me, well, why didn't you go higher on this property? Why didn't you start at $50,000 increments? I think it's important to understand when it comes to the increment side of things, guys, is that the more bids that are placed, the more momentum it happens, the more comfortable people get with it. I think that at the end of the day, it's not just simply for me to hear my own voice. There is a strategy in the lower increment in order to build momentum from there.
Opportunity. There is no tomorrow. Only regret, ladies and gentlemen. Bidding is at $2 million. We're going to go in $25,000 increments just to get the momentum going. At $2 million, a bit of a call now. You need to do $25,000 to get in play. Here's your chance to bid and buy now, ladies and gentlemen. What do we say? The next bid is at $2 million, $25,000. You'd like to go. At $2 million it is now. What do we say now, ladies and gentlemen, to go to $2 million and $25,000? Your chance is to place that first bid now to get us to $2 million.
It's so interesting, guys. We've got several registered bidders on this. I think we had about 8 registered bidders on the property in total. And still, every single time, there's very few properties where people come firing out of the gate with bidding. You've got to really give them that level of encouragement. But again, is that this is an interesting, it's an interesting situation when you've got this many registered bidders, you're sort of wondering to yourself at the auction, even myself going, is the bidding software working? What's happening here? But you'll see.
In 25, ladies and gentlemen, advertised bidding to start from offer is at $2 million. The next logical bid is $2 million and 25 to get us underway. At $2 million and 25, if you'd like to go, I'm going to call it three times. Your chances now, any of our online bidders, your chance to bid and buy three times. I'm going to call it through. First time, are we done, ladies and gentlemen? There we are. Pattern number 862 has it now at $2 million and 25. We got a $2 million and 50 from there. At $2 million and 25, bid now, ladies and gentlemen, what do we say to $2 million and 50? You're allowed to go. At $2 million and 25 it is now. Where do we go to from there? It's easy. $2 million and 50 from here. We're going to keep it in $25,000 increments. Away we go, ladies and gentlemen. Here's your chance to bid and buy. At $2 million and 25,000 a bid now, we go to $2 million and 50 if you'd like to go. I'm going to call it through three times and three times only if you like. First time, second time, need to be $2 million and 50 if you're there. It is now.
Again, very shocking that we've got this many registered bidders and it's taking that long for people to actually bid.
I feel like a bingo caller. 799's got it online. At $2 million and 50 it is. At $2 million and 50, ladies and gentlemen, away we go now. What do we say to $2 million and 75 from here? At $2 million and 50 it is now. What do we say? Paddle number 862. You had the first bid. Why not get the third bid? Here's your chance to go now. The bid is at $2 million and 50. We 75 it is now with a new paddle number 713. Comes with it. Online bidder now, ladies and gentlemen. At $2 million and 75 it is now. What do we say to 2-1? At $2 million and 75 it is now. We go to 2-1, ladies and gentlemen. Again, this is incredibly, incredibly lower than recent sale prices in the area, folks. There should be a sea of bidding at this level. At $2 million and 75's got it now with paddle number 713 online. I'll call it through three times again, ladies and gentlemen, but 2-1's the opportunity to move forward. First time it is now at $2 million and 75 bid, and 2-1 it is. At 2-1 it is now with paddle number 799's got it back online, ladies and gentlemen. At 2-1, the bid offered called now. We go to $2,125 from here. At $2.1 million, the bid offered call now, $2,125,000, the opportunity to go three times again, folks, not going to delay. First time, second time, Third and final chance now, the bid to go to 2,125,000 and back in front now with paddle number 862 at 2,125,000's got it now. At 2,125,000, the bid offer gold now, we go to 2,150,000 and back in front now. Paddle number 799's getting the hang of it, that's for sure. At 2,150,000 the call. At 2,150,000 the call now, we go to 2,175,000. You like to go, but the bid is at 2,150,000 at the moment with paddle number 799 online. Three times I call it through. First time. Second time, a 2,175,000, the opportunity if you'd like, and there it is.
You'll see as the auction graduates, guys, is that I get much quicker with my calls, first, second, third, because people understand the nature of it now. We need to make them make decisions quicker at this point. We can't give them as much time in order to make those decisions. We need to keep them moving.
At 2,175,000, the chance to go now. We haven't forgotten about you either, paddle number 713, who bid earlier. Your chance is now. You can go to 2.2 if you like. The bid is at 2,175,000 with paddle number 862 online, folks. What do we say? Straight to 2.2. At 2,175,000, the opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, calling it through three times and three times only. First time we're done, 2.2 it is. At 2.2 it is, back in front with 799,000 it is now. At 2.2, the bid offer called now, 2,225,000 you like. At 2,200,000 was 2,225,000, the chance to go. First time, second time. Third and final chance now, Dunlop Silent. There it is at 2,225,000 it is now, ladies and gentlemen. At 2,225,000 it is, ladies and gentlemen, at 2,062,000 and straight back in front is 2,250,000 now. Paddle number 799. At 2,250,000 it is now, ladies and gentlemen, 2,275,000 you like to go. Three times I call it. First time. Second, you know the drill now. 2,275,000 the chance to go. Third and final chance now, the bid is a $2,250,000 bid now. We go to 2,275,000, you're allowed to go. Here's a chance of bid and buy now. What do we say? Done. Third and final chance. Well, folks, if you won't, I certainly will. I'll take a seller bid here, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm going to notch us up to a direction where we need to go. I'm going to go straight to $2.4 million. We're going to go in $25,000 increments, ladies and gentlemen, to continue forward. The bid is at $2.4 million. That is...
So what just happened, guys? I want to take you through what just happened. With any of our non-distressed auction properties, we do disclose at the beginning that we can place two bids on behalf of the seller below the non-disclosed reserve price. So every one of our auctions is advertised at a bidding to start from price that is far lower than what the seller wants, far lower than what the property wants is worth. The seller then sets what is called a non-disclosed reserve amount. So that is amount that they are looking to achieve. Now, in order to create momentum, a lot of people often ask me, how many bidders do you need in order to create a successful auction? You only need one. One in order to commit and then have that negotiation there in that moment of time is the most important element of it. In order to progress forward, okay, you will hear what we call seller bids. So I've just taken the auction from 2,250,000. I've placed the seller bid and I have two seller bids that I can place below the non-disclosed reserve that the seller has set on this property. Now, the seller's non-disclosed reserve on this property is $3 million. Okay, so you're probably wondering at the moment, well, hang on, why did you start it at $2 million? Remember, it's about getting people much, much more comfortable. Now, I'm progressing it forward, basically thinking like, I want you to think about it like a counteroffer, but a counteroffer that works a little bit differently. Usually a counteroffer is that you can accept that in order to purchase the property. This is a counteroffer to keep going above that amount, okay? It's a public counteroffer that you need to be north of that number, okay? So $2.4 million is basically steering us in the right direction. Okay, so that's the important thing. That's the important thing that I really want everybody to understand at this point, okay, is that when I place a seller bid, that seller bid is all about making sure that we are moving the property in the direction that it needs to go.
The two seller bids that I can place below the seller's non-disclosed reserve price. It is a public counteroffer to say you need to be north of it.
As I mentioned, public counteroffer, you need to be north of that.
You need to be 2,425,000 if you like to move forward. There it is. At 2,425,000, the bid offer call now. We go to 2,450,000 if you like. First time I call it now, ladies and gentlemen. Again, the more you think about this good real estate, the more it's just going to continue to make sense. Second time we're done and silent. What do we say? Third and final chance now. The bid is at 2,425,000 back with paddle number. Just momentum and ensuring that I obviously make sure I leave the prop. Anything less than that would be a tough judge of really good real estate. The bid is at $2,850,000. We've had offers prior to auction.
So folks, I just want to make sure that I pause and acknowledge what just happened there. I did a seller bid for $2,850,000. Someone placed a bid for 2.425. Okay. Now I did a seller bid to 2.4 originally. They went $25,000 more. Now, I could have paused and negotiated whatever, but we're just too far away from where we ultimately needed to be. Remember, sellers at $3 million, we've had offers prior to auction that are very, very close to that level. Okay, the seller chose not to sell the property before auction, so this is why we're taking it through. So I've put a seller bin at $2,850,000 to really progress it forward to see who's serious. Now, why wouldn't I just pause and do the negotiation? Why wouldn't I do that? Because we really want to strive to show people that they need to be above that number. Not to mention as well is that post-auction, we can express to people that the seller had a bid at $2,850,000 that they did not accept. Now, there's no need to mention that it's a seller bid at that point. It just really gives a firmer indication to the marketplace of where they need to go.
Your chance is now to $2,850,000 calling it through three times. First time, you need to be $2,875,000 if you like. Second time. Third and final chance now, ladies and gentlemen. Are we done and silent? The bid is at $2,850,000 called now. $2,875,000 if you like. Are you done? Are you sure? Well, folks, see, folks, like I said, the more you think about good real estate, the more it's just going to keep making sense. The opportunity is now where you need to go 2.9 if you'd like to progress forward. The bid is at $2,875,000 bid now with paddle number 799. Three times I call it now. They are now officially the highest offer on the property. Three times I call. Sure. Other paddle numbers, I can see you online. You're registered. You want to buy back your weekends. You can get in front for $25,000 bid. Third and final chance now. The bid is at $2,875,000 bid. Well, folks, going to pause the auction, paddle number 799. They're going to be jumping in. We're going to be reaching out to you as the highest bidder at this point. We'll be coming back, giving you an update on the negotiations on a few of the properties. We'll come back to those properties, give you an update soon. But in the interest of momentum, what we're going to do with...
So, guys, that paddle number, so we did a bidding to start from on that property of $2 million. $25,000 increments. It got to $2,250,000. I did a $2.4 million seller bid. The bidding went to $2.425. Now, we didn't get any further bids from any of the other people. So at that point, I did a public, I did the seller bid again at below the seller's non-disclosed reserve at $2,850,000. We had the buyer come back in with paddle number 799 to bid $2,875,000. I called it three times. No one else is placing any bids. So therefore, I paused the auction at this point. I paused the auction. Okay. Now I'm going to quickly fast forward here. I'm going to fast forward into the moment where I've gotten on the phone with the highest bidder there. Okay. We've had a negotiation. We've gone back and forward a little bit. We've spoken to the sellers as well. Just bear with me for a moment as I go through. Now we've continued the auction forward. Obviously there's time that needs to be taken into consideration as well. Okay. But all in all, we come back to the auction. Okay, to confirm the higher bid that was placed on the property through the negotiation that we had outside of the live auction itself. Remember, those moments of time are so important to actually get people to make decisions in that moment.
You, I believe, on that property at 2875 was the last bid online with paddle number 799. Ladies and gentlemen, as we've been going through and calling our registered bidders, we've got an increased offer from one of our other bidders at $2,925,000. Heidi, you're going to place that bid on their behalf from the confirmed instructions. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open the bidding back up for anybody that is online that would like to place any further bids. Now is your opportunity. The bid is at $2,925,000. You would need to go to $2,950,000 from here. At $2,925,000, paddle number 545 has it online, ladies and gentlemen. What do we say now to $2,950,000 to get you away? At $2,925,000, the bid offered called now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the benefit that you have with the auction process. This is not like a multiple offer situation where simply the highest bidder gets it and you don't have a chance to retort. Your chance now, ladies and gentlemen, is your opportunity to move forward if you like. At $2,925,000 is the highest bid that we have with paddle number 545. Online has it now, ladies and gentlemen, and confirmed. At $2,925,000, a bid offered called now. We go to $2,950,000. That's your chance to bid and buy from here, ladies and gentlemen. What do we say? In or out, need to know. Paddle number 799, your chance was at $2,875,000. It's not that much more. more. Just dig behind the couch and find a little bit extra. Here's your chance to go. At 2,925, the opportunity to go now, ladies and gentlemen, and it's not that much money when it comes to good real estate that's on offer there, ladies and gentlemen, in orange. At 2,925, the bid now. You need to be 2,950 to be back in front. I'm going to call it through three times. First time, at $2,925,000 bid. Second time, at $2,925,000 bid offered, called now, ladies and gentlemen, bringing it into the open and transparent environment of auction. What do we say? Third and final chance now, at $2,925,000 bid now. Are we done? Are we silent? Well, folks, you're going to leave it there at $2,925,000. You need to be $2 million.
Now, I didn't want to reduce the increment in this situation because we didn't want anyone else placing any smaller offers, because at the end of the day, we didn't want anyone clouding the judgment. We'd already called through everyone else. We wanted to make sure that we, if somebody was going to place another bid, that it was a substantial enough bid to actually make sure that it was a good, a better price for the sellers completely. Now, that property there, okay, that property there, the sellers ended up compromising on their reserve price a little bit. They ended up coming down a little bit, even though $3 million would have been a record sale price for the area. Either way, that deal got done at $2,950,000, and that happened just immediately after the auction itself. Now, guys, the glamour of me bringing wanting to hit this hammer down and go, yes, sold, 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 it doesn't happen most of the time. Now, out of all of the deals that happened in the October event, okay, I believe that it's showing 7 on the screen, but in total, I believe we had 15, and out of those 15, 100% of those properties sold within 24 hours after the auction event itself. And that's the important part that I want you to understand here, is that it's not about the actual individual event and making sure that we're selling them with me knocking down the hammer. It's about that crescendo moment in order to bring the negotiation together to get all parties on the same page. That's why I wanted to show you many different things that were happening today, all the way from auctions that, you know, were negotiated and fast furious bidding to ones that I had to coast along with seller bids as well. Hopefully that hasn't further confused you. Hopefully it's given you a little bit more clarity to what auction day looks like. But look out for another episode here shortly when we talk about what happens if it doesn't sell at live auction. Thanks for tuning in. So about 75% of our audience hasn't liked, followed, or subscribed to our podcast. It would mean the world to us, and it would help this podcast more than you know to expand our reach if you were to like, follow, or subscribe on any of the platforms that you're watching or listening on. Thanks again.